Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
In this episode, you're going to learn how to take full control of your phone or tablet.
Today, you'll learn how to jailbreak or root your device. Welcome to Know How, the show where we show you how to do stuff. This is the show where we say, yes, do it yourself.
That's right. You know, you see those other things. Don't try this at home. You're going to try this stuff at home because you're going to have a lot of fun with what you're doing.
Ayaz Akhtar is here. He's our host, the guy who shows us how to do this stuff. Is that you on the guitar, by the way?
No, that's Dan Luters. Who's done a lot of great music for TWiT, and I love that song.
It's really great.
Just get you going.
But you do play the guitar.
I do play guitar, and I think I kind of figured out how to play a lot of A in there. But anyway.
Can you play it? Next
I'm
show,
learn.
Will you show us? Can we know how to play the theme song on a guitar?
If I get to a year of this show, I will do that on the air
live. You heard
live,
it here first.
I promise.
On our year anniversary
Dan,
show.
Dan, you have to teach me so I can know how to play the theme song for Know How.
This is only our second episode. Yeah. Last time, and I hope you watched the show, we showed you, what did we show them how to do?
Last time we showed them how to roll their own cloud so you could have these turnkey solutions like Pogo Plug or Tonito Plug or software. And right after the episode was finished recording, the chat room and our email boxes blew up saying, hey, Opera Unite, you know that thing you loved? It's built into Opera.
It didn't have any, you didn't have to do any additional hardware.
Nope.
It was your own cloud through the browser Opera. It was free.
Yep.
And it's dead.
It's dead. Okay. Now, Opera announced back in April that it was killed, but I had downloaded Opera so long ago, and I haven't been keeping up to date, unfortunately, with my Opera news. And when I tested it, that week, it worked fine.
Oops.
So Opera is phasing it out entirely, but they're saying we hope you continue developing it with extensions, whatever the heck that means.
Somebody else will do it, in other words.
It was funny because last week you asked me, what solution do I use? I'm like, it no longer exists. And again, the solution I really love no longer exists.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll find some more stuff to show off. But right now, Tonito Plug and Pogo Plug, way to go.
We should also do a program note. Because of the news that Cisco... just kind of automatically updated a number of Cisco Linksys routers and just completely had a privacy mess up. We're going to show you how, if you've got a router next week, you can put your own firmware on it and avoid all of this. So that's kind of a breaking news story that we wanted to cover on Know How. I'm excited about that.
We'll have a lot more control over our routers next week, so we're not worried about whether Cisco is going to be like, hey, we're going to mess with
that. They pushed an update to people without asking them, and that changed everything, including... gave them a chance to look at your internet history, what you've been downloading, what software you're running. That's not right.
We also got some feedback about what kind of level of difficulty will these projects be per week.
Yeah, is it always going to be easy? Is it always going to be hard?
Each episode will have a different kind of difficulty when it comes to it. And today's episode's about jailbreaking or rooting your device. And it turns out it's surprisingly easy.
Yeah.
It used to be something really difficult. I mean, just the idea of jailbreaking a phone or getting access to your Android device and changing things about it seemed a little terrifying. Things weren't developed years ago. Now it's just so simple. But first we should explain what jailbreaking is all about.
So you're using two terms that really are kind of... People, I think, conflate the two terms. They're not the same thing.
Right.
There's rooting, which is for Android devices, and there's jailbreaking, which was for iOS devices. So let's start with jailbreaking. What does that mean?
Now, jailbreaking, what you're doing is you're installing a modified kernel. So what that lets you do is you can install applications later on, unsigned applications that Apple hasn't approved. That's really what jailbreaking is all about.
It lets you buy or not buy, get applications from places other than Apple.
That's right.
That's it.
And these applications are not sandboxed. Like when you have an Apple application, they're usually just stuck. You can't just modify the behavior of your device. You're not talking about, the volume button will do something different, or the home button will do something different, or shaking.
Apple has some strong rules about that. Jailbroken apps can do anything they want to as long as they can write to the hardware.
And they can interact with other applications if you're using jailbroken applications.
Now, that does raise an issue. If you're jailbreaking an iOS device, you are potentially, and this is what Apple says, it, by the way, it's not illegal. The Librarian of Congress ruled that if you own the device, you could do anything you want to it. But Apple does point out it's potentially a security risk because you could download malware, and there is malware on some of these stores, that would have free reign on your device. And they say it might, they don't say it will, might void your warranty.
Right.
So those disclaimers in front.
You don't necessarily want to come into an Apple store with a jailbroken device and go, fix it, please. They're going to say, you busted it. Get out of our store.
In most cases, you can reverse the jailbreak and then bring it in, but not always. Okay, so that's jailbreaking. Right. It's taking an Apple device, an iOS device, iPhone or iPad or iPod Touch, and making it so we can buy apps from somebody besides Apple. What is rooting?
Rooting, okay, so rooting obviously has its basis in Linux, right? Because we can get root access.
Because I already can buy, there's a checkbox on every Android device that says you can buy from somebody besides Google.
Right, so you can, that allows you to sideload applications outside of Google Play.
Sideloading is available. So what does rooting give me that I don't already have?
It gives you so much more power than getting applications. You could change the entire ROM. So let's say you had a Samsung device or maybe a Kindle, an Amazon Kindle Fire. That has a launcher on there that you might not be able to change. If you have something like an HTC device that has HTC Sense UI, this extra layer.
You don't want that. You want to get rid of it. You can.
That's right.
Once you can also get rid of carrier crapware.
There are functions that are limited by carriers, right? They go into the device like, hey, could you turn off Wi-Fi tethering? Could you turn this off? Can you turn that off?
This gets around it.
Basically, it's your computer to mess with once you become the root user.
And that's why when you mention Linux, that's kind of the root of the word rooting, is you're giving yourself super user privileges. And again, disclaimer, as on any operating system, if you are an administrator, a super user, the sky's the limit. You can, in fact, delete files that are critical to the operating system. You can delete the whole drive if you want. So rooting, with great power comes great responsibility.
You can't, if you've ever heard the phrase breaking a device, this is how you can do it if you don't follow instructions. If you're impatient, just please slowly read the guides we're going to show you and just wait for the device to be ready to go. Otherwise, you could really do some damage to your device.
You said brick it?
Brick it, as in it has the function of a brick.
It does nothing.
That's a paperweight.
It sits there.
Yeah.
You can't fix it.
We have one, actually.
Did you brick something in this process?
I did not brick something, but this is a horror story I'd like to discuss real quick. This is Jason Howell's Kindle Fire.
Yeah.
Now, he wanted to put a stock version of Android on here.
The Fire doesn't even mention the word Google or Android. Mm-hmm. It has its own Amazon operating system, but it's a good tablet. You could presumably put Android on it.
You can, and we'll show you exactly what you can do to get
so
to that
feature.
So
we're going to do this.
We're going to do this live on the show.
But Jason.
Jason was using a tool that wasn't super friendly. He was using a tool made for Linux. Now, the Windows tools are fantastic.
Right.
The Mac tool is almost non-existent for Kindle Fires, but the Linux one existed. And what he managed to do was he installed the zip file of the ROM on this device. So it's trying to boot from a zip file, which doesn't exactly work. So the way I think to repair this is to take it apart and
physically change it.
I believe you have to short it with a paperclip. I have to double check. I think we might do that some other
Thank
episode.
Thank goodness it's only $200.
And that, by the way, will be probably an intermediate level.
Shorting it with a paperclip.
That's going to be something.
So in most cases, a couple of things you should know about rooting and jailbreaking. You need to use exactly the right software for that device, that
Absolutely.
Model, that operating system. You And what happens frequently is that Apple will update their operating system. Now you have to wait for a new jailbreak for that new version of iOS. In the case of rooting, because there's so many different Android phones, some phones have locked bootloaders. You technically can't root it. In both cases, this is not only is it legal, in the case of rooting, Google kind of encourages that phone manufacturers allow rooting. Google's okay with it. They want you to hack Android, but Motorola and some other manufacturers aren't always so okay with it.
You made a great point of make sure you know what device you have.
Yes.
You can find that out in the settings and about. You want to make sure that you have the right rooting software, right jailbreaking software for that device, because if you try to use the wrong tool for the wrong device, you will end up with a device that might not work. So just pay attention.
We've got a couple of websites. I'm going to add one more to our Blackboard. If you are using an Android device, XDA Developers, there's a dash in there, .com. They have developers.com. They have a database of Android devices and operating systems, and you can look it up in that database whether there is a root exploit for it, whether you can do this, whether it's safe to do this, and they'll tell you a lot more about how to do it. So it's always good to check to make sure that your device is rootable.
So enough of the actual theoretical.
Enough disclaimers.
Let's actually go do something,
do
all right? So
all
right. This is my personal iPod Touch.
I'm going to use our PTZ
fourth
camera.
Generation.
I'm going to get the shot over to, I said, wait a minute. Let's press the button.
Okay, so if you guys don't know, if you're new to the show, Leo has control of a camera, the PTZ.
No, he doesn't.
Remote control. And what I'm going to do, by the way, is I'm going to take my iPod Touch. I looked this up. It's running iOS 5.1.1. And
Rebooting. We'll have control of the camera a little later.
I want to get more out of my iPod.
So this is this is not an iPhone. This is an iPod Touch.
iPod Touch.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to a site called iPhoneHacks.com, which is a fantastic website. Explains everything drop dead easy. We have listed
iPhoneHacks.com.
Listed right. Steps. You should know what kind of device you have, and it'll point you to some software. So what we're going to do is we're going to get Red Snow. Now,
I got to say, immediately, these look like hackers. Look at that O in Red Snow. Is that a zero?
Yes.
That's leet speak. I'm scared. Should I be scared?
You should not be scared. The thing is, everything is so easily laid out. The UI on this it's so friendly. You're like, wow, this is a great application. I wish I could just get it very simply. And it works fine. So what I'm going to do is going to get Red Snow 0.9.14 beta 2.
Now, how did you know to get 0.9.14 beta 2?
Okay, so...
And where would I find that out? Is that also an iPhone?
On iPhone Hacks, they ask you, which device do you have? Okay. You click a link, and then you'll get to a guide that shows you your proper device. I'm also going to jailbreak my iPad 3 later on for myself. And you can have, if you have older devices, all kinds of tutorials for each device.
So it's not merely the hardware. It's the version of the hardware and the version of iOS that's on there that you have to match. Exactly. That's the main reason people brick this stuff. They don't match it. Exactly.
And that information, is you can find that very easily. So if you have an iPod, you connect it to iTunes, it'll show you what version it is. Or if you want, you can find out right from the device by going to Settings and About, and you'll get that information.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is download that Red Snow, which I've done previously, and I just have to find it, which is always fun.
And this, I must say this while you're looking, is, again, this is legal. You own this device. You're allowed to do this. Apple isn't thrilled about you doing this. And they made a lot of excuses when this became very common, saying, well, might void your warranty. Oh, it might cause problems with cell phone sites and hackers. The most important caveat, I think, is, A, what we just said, do it with the right software for your device and operating system. And, B, be careful what apps you put on your system. Almost all of the jailbreak apps are fine. But there are some malicious apps out there, and you're basically saying, I'm no longer going to use apps vetted by Apple. I'm going to use apps I get from other sources.
So one of the first steps, the first step with this iPod is to turn it off. So we're going to wait for this to...
Wait a minute. Let me go ahead and do that.
Slide to power off.
I have to PTZ us.
You find us in the PTZ. So this device is turning itself off.
Okay.
And I'm running the Red Snow software, and the application...
So is it only on the Mac? Can you run this on Windows?
There's Windows software as well.
Okay.
There's actually a button. It says jailbreak and extra. So just click jailbreak.
Let's see can we see your screen?
Yes, we can.
I want to see that button.
Let's show the button.
Okay.
You got the PTZ going? This is like live.
Oh, I pressed the wrong button.
Let's break stuff. What camera do we got now? So the PTZ is going crazy.
Okay, wait a minute.
Do we have my screen, Colin?
Yes.
We had it before.
Okay. So there's my screen. Let me go back and I'll show you. It says jailbreak right here. I wish we could zoom in. Let's see if I can do that. There we go. Hit jailbreak.
Well, that's about as simple a UI as...
Yep.
So the guys who write... Who is it? Who are the guys who write this stuff?
The iPhone dev team. That's what they do. They just affect... They've been breaking iPhones or jailbreaking iPhones for a very long time now. And so let's see.
And they don't waste a lot of energy on user interface design. Mm-hmm. There's a button. That's all you need.
Make sure the device is both off and plugged in. All the instructions are actually in the software. If it's not, plug the device into the computer first... Then slide the power off.
Okay. Well, have we done that?
Yes, it's powered off.
Okay. Let's look here. Wait a minute. I got to check because I don't. Okay. It's okay. It's not coming on. It's off. All right.
But now there's a sequence of events that are actually explained in the software, so I need to grab
that. It's on the PTZ. Oh, you need this now.
Yeah. Because there are actually some physical things you have to do to the iPod or iPhone while you're doing this. So you have to put this into a special mode. Hold down the power button in the corner for 2 seconds. And there's a countdown on the screen.
You're going to put it in what's called DFU mode.
That's right. So I'm holding down the home button for 5 seconds. And again, there's a timer on the device. I mean, on the software.
It's nice that they put that in.
And you let go of the power button. You're holding the home button down for another 11 seconds.
This is a mode that's actually built into iOS devices that allows you to rewrite the firmware when the device is wrecked.
Now,
seriously. borked.
Now, if you can see my screen, it's already doing the work. Now, it looks like they give you a lot more time than you need to sit, you know, hold the power button, the home button, and everything. And if we can get a shot of the iPod, you're going to see it reboot. There's going to be some different things showing up there.
Do you have
hopefully
my PTZ? Because I haven't. I finally got a shot. Oh, look at that!
We just gotta be careful.
So
we don't.
Are we gonna see something?
Just, very soon. Just don't disconnect that cable, because we have a lot of stuff. We go back to
can
my
I,
screen.
Can I do something to this that would be so horrendous that I would no longer have use of my iPod Touch?
I would. Yeah. If you disconnect the cable, possibly that's a really bad idea.
Okay. Now look at these checkboxes at the bottom. These are some options you have.
Right now, install. Now I call it Cydia. I'm sure it's actually. I'm calling
Cydia.
Cydia, because the maker of this app store, you've talked to him.
Right, I know Leah? Him, and he's great.
And that's where you can get a lot of great applications that Apple doesn't allow. So
there are a number of third-party app stores, but Cydia is probably the best known.
It's well known, and it's actually very well organized as well. And you can
now.
Really
I saw some other check marks. Oh, there we go. We're seeing something. What is it saying there?
Downloading network data is really tiny. No, sorry,
so
jailbreak data.
Now they're actually running some software on here.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Now that's
look
not something
that.
You
that's
normally.
That's scary.
Yeah, that looks terrifying normally.
I'm scared.
You don't want to see that, but it's okay. Everything's going great now.
I'm scared.
I'm nervous because it says, please wait, please wait. Now, when I did this yesterday, testing it out myself, I had to stop myself from doing something stupid. You ever just want to do something crazy, like just
so
pull that cable
normal?
Out? Yeah, absolutely
okay.
Normal.
So be patient. If it says please wait, do.
Please wait. I'm like that guy who pushed that elevator button 100 times, so I just didn't want to mess with it.
What you're seeing really is what looks like a Unix-style operating system in its boot-up mode. This is command line text.
The software says right now the rest of this process takes place on the device. So everything that's going to happen now will be on the iPod Touch itself. So we basically have to wait. So, Leo, if you want, you can get a cup of tea. And
how long is this going to take?
It takes like a minute or two.
All right.
So this is going to be fun. So one of the things, though,
you should be patient. You shouldn't get freaked out by the fact this is taking a while. But at what point should I go, uh-oh?
I would just wait.
Like later the next day?
If it's the next day, you might have a problem. But one of the things is,
that is the number one thing people do wrong on this. Get impatient and go, it's not working, and they disconnect it or reset or something.
That's
and
not,
that's where you can get in trouble.
Not the greatest idea. Yeah. But once we get this set up and we
it's a little pineapple.
We have some things happening with the iPod. Once we do this, though, what exactly are we going to do with the jailbroken device?
Moving applications.
Yeah, a jailbroken device, though, we can do so much more. And like one of the silly things that I really love, and this is something I've played with since I was a young computer user, I love widgets. You remember Confabulator for Mac OS X before Yahoo bought them and made them a widget engine?
Yeah.
Like, I bought Confabulator. One of the silly things you can do is bring things that Android's had forever. Like, you can add widgets.
You mean I can have desktop widgets now?
You can have desktop widgets. You can change the keyboard, which is something Apple never lets you do. You can change the default keyboard if you want. You want five icons across the way. Pretty much every little thing that Apple wants to control, you can control at this point.
Now, one thing we probably should have mentioned is before you do this process, do hook up your iOS device to iTunes and sync and get a full backup made. Because if the worst happens or you don't like it, you can always then do a restore and put the old firmware back on there. Most of the time, that's doable. And restore your old apps, and you'll be back the way you used to be. To be honest, I stopped jailbreaking iOS devices because it didn't seem to enhance the reliability, and I didn't feel the need for a lot of these apps. But there are a few apps that people really, really like. Make sure you back up before you do it.
Yeah, in my haste, I forgot to say, first backup, you should back up.
Everybody knows that.
But definitely sync it, back up, have a backup copy of your... it's really simple with iTunes.
By the way, the pineapple is the logo of these jailbroken iOS devices if you use the iPhone dev team stuff. I love that.
And one of the reasons why you'd bother to do this, and I've asked some people on Twitter about, hey, why would you jailbreak your device? And somebody wrote to me personally and said, the reason why I do it is because Apple stops giving certain updates to their devices. He has like a first generation iPod Touch, and you can't get certain functions. Apple sometimes closes out things to hardware that can do more, but the jailbroken version will be able to do it still.
The other reason to do it is just bragging rights. It's cool. You know, it's just a fun thing to be able to do. So it's really a good time. We're done moving apps now, and we're getting the traditional Apple app logo to point out.
So that's going to go on. Maybe we should get on to the... let's ask the audience. Why would you guys want to jailbreak your device or maybe even root your device. We're going to be rooting a Kindle Fire pretty shortly. So why do you guys want to do it? So let us know by the end of the show. We'll put up your answers pretty soon.
And use the hashtag, and we've got a new one for the
show.
It's a little shorter, TwitKH, or Twit Know How, TwitKH. We'd love to know. Tweet it, and we will show your name, perhaps, on the air.
Tweet it, and we'll show it to you. So while that's going on, I mean, I've explained what you can do with it.
The logo's still
doing it. Takes
it.
A while.
Yeah.
Do you want to root a Kindle Fire while we're just hanging
sure.
out? Sure. Okay. We're going to need another laptop. Though.
So we've done the iPod Touch.
Mm-hmm.
It's rebooting now, and at some point we're going to get a screen up, and we'll show that.
I like this idea.
Now,
that,
we're going to do the Kindle Fire. This is actually a really good device to root because it's so limited in its capabilities. It's not a full Android operating system. But do remember that it is also not a super fast processor, that it's not a whole lot of memory. It isn't, you know, it's a cheap tablet. So don't expect the world from something somewhat limited.
What I'm expecting is a bunch of people maybe bought Kindle Fires for their spouses, their
right.
friends, themselves, and they go, hey,
right.
I happen to have it in a drawer. It's not doing anything. It's not bricked. I just don't do anything with it.
Look, it rebooted, by the way. It's done.
That's all ready to go.
That's it?
It looks all the same, doesn't
it? It's jailbroken.
I know. It doesn't seem like anything's different.
Jailbroken.
It's like, let's get my passcode right on the air. It's off.
Oh, it's all right. You don't care.
So now you can see on this device.
It's just the same, but what's different?
There's a new app store for me to play
here,
with.
Let me hold it. Because you're. So Cydia is on here now.
Yes. And it actually asks you up front, what kind of user are you? Are you a user? Are you a hacker or a developer? And
I'd say every one of you is a developer.
That's going to tell you, it's going to basically give you more options for applications you can right. download directly.
Now, it actually is downloading the catalog from the Cydia store, and these are some of the apps. Most of these apps are free. By the way, if there are places where people will try to charge you for these jailbreaks, they're free.
Yeah, there's no need to buy software for this.
Yeah.
Red Snow is fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's go back to this Kindle Fire. That again, Leo, this is yours. So I was asking around the office, and because, just in case something goes wrong, I was able to collect three of these. So, because nobody's using them.
Shows you how valued they are.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just asked for it. So, here's a Kindle Fire. I found a great tutorial on my friend's site called Lilliputing. My friend's name is Brad Linder.
Lilliputing.com.
Does a great job. How to root a Kindle Fire with software version 6.3.1.
Okay.
So, what we're going to do is, we're not going to connect this to a computer yet. You have to go get a driver. You're going to get this in something called the Kindle Fire Utility. This is really simple.
Now, is it only Windows? Is there a Mac version for this?
The Kindle Fire Utility is only on Windows.
And this is important because remember Jason, the guy who bricked his Kindle Fire? He was trying to do this on Linux.
On Linux.
And there's very little Mac software. So if you've got Windows, you've got an advantage. If you can find a friend with Windows, it's so fast and easy to do. It's probably worth getting a Windows
machine. It is ridiculously simple. Let's see if we can show my screen, or this one doesn't have a
rooting
plug-in.
Is much simpler than a jailbreak. It's really just saying, I want root privileges.
When I heard that Jason had bricked his device, I was scared about that. I'm like, but wait a second. Let me take a look. Maybe I can have a better experience. So I've already downloaded the Kindle Fire Utility, and what you do first is install drivers. And, of course, Windows is freaking out, saying, oh, this is unsigned. Yeah, it's not signed. You're going
to
say yes.
You're welcome to the underbelly, the dark side.
Yes, on the dark side. And if you see the screenshots, you have the screenshots from that webpage, it's all red text on a command prompt. It looks like, what are you doing to my computer? It looks all crazy, but it's okay. So we have the installation of the driver. Now we're going to take our Kindle Fire and attach it with a micro USB cable.
Okay, that's important. It's just a standard micro USB to, it doesn't come with the Kindle. But
it's charging cable. Is micro USB cable?
Oh, it's a charging cable.
Yeah,
all right.
You can
so
do
we
that.
Just use a standard USB
and
cable.
And I gotta slowly mess up the port because this is not my laptop. And then we're gonna hit run. Again, this is not as pretty as the jailbreaking software. So don't freak out. It does a great job.
So right now the Kindle is saying something which I can't really see. Let me see if I can point the.
Let's see if we can get the.
A little bit.
I was just telling you that it's in USB mode, so you could theoretically access files, put files there.
This is normal right now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So if we can somehow see my screen on this Lenovo.
Let me see. Okay.
Can we get this?
I probably can if I do this really carefully. They didn't trust me, so they pulled it off. Okay.
Okay, well, yeah, there you can. Let's see if I can work with you.
Yeah,
there we go. And I move
and
this
I'll
way.
Zoom in.
Okay, this
oh,
is.
Oh, it is red text.
It's
on
red text on black background. Now, I get
what
to read it this way.
What are the choices here? Because I can't really.
Boot mode menu, install primitive root with super users, what we're going to do. And if you're looking at this screen, what's really important is this thing that says ADB status. If this says offline, you have to go back and check your driver. So you have to either uninstall the old driver and then reinstall it. But if this thing doesn't say online, you are not going to be able to use it. So make sure it says it's online. The trick I found, by the way, this is how I found it offline. I connected the Fire first, and then Windows wanted to install its own drivers, and that mucked up things.
Right.
I had to uninstall the drivers, then do it over again.
The Android drivers, the ADB drivers, mm-hmm. are provided actually by Google.
Yep.
And they're designed to let you do things, if you're a developer, for instance, like write to the Kindle. As you might imagine with Android, if you're a developer for Android, you should be able to write your own apps onto it and so forth. So really, we're going to use the developer tools Google provides to do this root process, so including the ADB drivers.
All you got to do is hit the number 2, hit Enter, and then all the work's going to be done right here on the screen. You're going to see everything go by. Hopefully, it's going to run smoothly. It's checking for device.
Despite the fact that this is a simple thing to do, this feels more complicated than the one-click jailbreak on the iPhone side.
A little bit. I mean, because you don't have like the graphical interface, you have text. I guess that looks a little scarier, but that was the other thing I was looking at. I had that, you know, old-time fear, like, wait a minute, that's not right. Why is it red? Doesn't matter. It's really simple to do. And right now, the Kindle Fire is loading up stuff, or it's booting it up. So we're going to leave everything alone.
What this basically is, just so you know, is it's a batch file.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what it is.
It's running a DOS batch file that runs the commands successively, one after the other. And so it's installing various software onto the Kindle Fire so that we can root it.
And this is the Kindle Fire utility. That's what it's called. And again, this is free. It works really well and has a whole bunch of extras involved. Let's see, where are we?
I might mention this would also be a bad time to disconnect this cable.
Yeah, so that'd be a bad idea. Practice patience where you can. It's not something I'm very good at, so I'm trying. I'm doing the please wait, and as we wait, you can do
this in Linux. We know, but mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to do it in Windows.
This was so ridiculously simple on Windows, almost impossible on a Mac, as far as I could tell, because the tools were hard to find.
Right.
Let's see, where are we? We're still at please wait. We're running out.
Good point from our chat room is that in every case, when you do this kind of stuff, you want to do it with a full battery if you can. You are connected to USB, so you probably are charging, but you certainly don't want the battery to die in the middle of any of this stuff. So don't do this on a battery that's almost dead. But the Kindle Fire is booted up. Is that right?
That's correct. It's going fine. It's still installing another package.
It's still doing
package.
Stuff. Okay.
It's going to install a whole bunch of packages. Now, do we show what actually happens? Do we try to run this whole thing through? What do you think?
Ayaz is asking me is, we've done this like a cooking show.
Yes.
In the oven in the back, we've got all the cupcakes baked. And we could just show you the final result.
It finished. We can keep going.
I think we should do this in real time, don't you?
Let's add more stuff to your...
All right.
Your Fire right now.
It's done?
It's rooted already.
This is rooted?
Now we can do something
with it. So if I open this up, is it going to look any different?
Nope. It's going to look exactly the same.
It still thinks I'm in USB mode.
No, that's fine. Leave it alone.
I won't disconnect this. All right.
That's fine. Okay, so...
But it is a normal Kindle Fire with one exception. I now have super user permissions.
You can do pretty much anything. And so since we have that access, we can go back to our Kindle Fire utility. We're going to add, let's see, there are different options. Option here, extras. Let's get extras.
This is my Kindle Fire, right?
Yep, that's your Fire.
We're not going to brick this, are we?
I hope not. I want to install some Google apps and go...
I bought this, you know, I paid for it.
I'll pay you 55 cents for it, because that's pretty much what it's worth. We can install some more apps with the extras right here. The first option, again, this is the Kindle Fire utility.
You can install Google apps.
With one.
And GoLauncher EX, which mm-hmm. is a free launcher replacement that I like quite a bit. Gives you a nice user interface.
I'm going to go do that.
Yeah, let's
hit
do that.
One, hit Enter, and I'm waiting. That's it now.
So that's Google Mail. These are
Google Voice.
Google Maps, Google Voice. These are the apps that, for licensing reasons, Android is bundled without the Google copyrighted stuff. The Android open source software is separate from the Google non-open source software. So you really always, whenever you're rooting an Android device or putting a new ROM on, you want to make sure you get the Google apps. because you won't be able to sign into your Google account. You won't have Google Maps. You won't have Google Mail. You won't have Google Voice. You won't be able to do any of the things you expect to do with an Android phone. So that's the first thing I always do, install those Google apps.
And the Kindle Fire does allow you to sideload applications. You can get some of the applications you want. And right now, because we're just showing you a bit of the extras you can have.
It's rebooting again.
There we go. It's already done.
Wow.
We're showing you some of the extras you can have if you wanted to. And we wanted to continue this project. What we could do is we could install, I just saw this, we could install Jelly Bean on this right now.
We could.
But the problem with that is that Wi-Fi doesn't work and hardware acceleration doesn't work, okay, and you lose Kindle functionality. Right now, you have two separate interfaces that you'll be able to use.
So let me make this clear distinction. The first step is rooting. That may be, for some people, all you want to do. For instance, one of the reasons you want to root an Android phone is so you can use some apps like Titanium, which is a backup app, that require you to have root access. If you want to use the backup app, you need to be root. That's very simple, very straightforward, and doesn't modify your phone or your tablet in any way. But now what iOS is doing is a little bit more sophisticated. Once you have root access, if you want, you can replace the firmware. You can get an updated Android version. You can start putting different apps on there. So that's getting a little bit more sophisticated now. So it is a step beyond rooting. But you're an ambitious guy.
Well, sir, your fire is ready.
What?
That's right. You're done already. Like, we did that real time on the show. Let's go ahead and slide to unplug.
And I should mention that some of these ROMs, can I unplug it now?
Let's disconnect the USB.
Are you sure that's okay?
Yes.
Now, first thing I can do is choose my new launcher.
We have a launcher.
I can use the Android Go Launcher X or the Kindle Fire launcher. But let's use Go Launcher EX because that's going to... Oh, and I'll make this, by the way, the default launcher so that it always launches it. It's easy enough to go into apps... You broke it.
I did not break anything. Your fingers are not capacitive.
Another thing I would like to mention is that...
There it goes.
You did kind of mention this. Some ROMs don't have full functionality, so it's a driver issue. So sometimes the camera won't work, or sometimes the GPS won't work. So you should check. Wow! So, this is now Android. I'm using actual Android.
So you can do all kinds of things.
That's the Go Launcher EX dock you're seeing at the bottom. These are Google apps. I see Facebook on here. I am now no longer trapped in the world of Fire. I actually have Android. What version of Android did you put on
this here? Is Gingerbread. So you're still running... You're just
2.3.
Yeah, it's still Gingerbread.
Okay. As he said, you can go to Jelly Bean or Ice Cream. Wow.
And you can go back.
And look, it thinks I'm in China.
Those are part of the Go Launcher default icons.
I can update that, I guess.
Yes, you can. And what you can do, by the way, is if you want to go back to the Kindle Fire interface, if you like the Kindle Fire interface, you can always go back by hitting home.
Right.
And going back to that wooden bookcase look, if you like that.
You're not stuck, in other words. So really, let me say why that is. You actually haven't modified the Kindle Fire operating system. It's still there. You just said, I want to use, because you've rooted it, you could choose this, a different launcher. Mm-hmm. I want to use Go Launcher EX instead of, and you could use ADW. There's a lot of other launchers out there. Once you've rooted it, now you can put any launcher on there you want. And most importantly, you have access to the Play Store, so you can download launchers from there and download other software, Titanium Backup and other stuff.
I was trying a whole bunch of different launchers.
This is so cool.
They didn't always work, but by the way, when you're in the Fire interface, the new applications you install will be up front up here, and you can go back to the launcher.
You gave this old Fire new life.
I've added all kinds of widgets. I love widgets. I'm a sap for those because I don't want to go into any applications. I don't want to bother. And I can look at the time and Twitter and everything. It's all right there on the Fire. Now people can use this. Now, if this was my Kindle Fire, I probably would have put Ice Cream Sandwich on it.
I'm going to do that on this one.
I borrowed this one.
Now, do I have to go back through the same process to put Ice
Cream
Sandwich
rooted,
on it?
Well, you already rooted, so I think we just need to connect it to a computer.
I'll have to try it, but I don't know if Clockwork Mod works on here, but that's a great app. By the way, the Clockwork Mod developer is a fan of this show and other Twitch shows. If you put Clockwork Mod on here, you can download alternative ROMs. It's very easy. Clockwork Mod will also back up your original ROM, so you can always go back. It's a really nice app. It is actually available in the Play Store. So download it, install it on here, and now the sky's the limit. The key was, because we rooted it, we can now do things that Amazon didn't want us to do.
Yeah, and don't forget, though, this stuff wasn't necessarily written for the Kindle, so it could be a little slow, it could be a little sluggish. Like Leo was saying, the hardware is not exactly spectacular, but you probably could get these, like a song these days. I mean, once the Nexus 7 comes out.
And all of our original Amazon Fire apps are still on here. The Fire is essentially unchanged. It's just a different launcher now.
And the features that would work with the Fire, like the lending library, that's still there.
Still
but if
works.
You install full-on Android and you get rid of the old Kindle Fire, well, that stuff's not there. So that's the kind of give and take you want to do there.
I'm signing into my Google account on here. I was never able to do this on that. Wow, this is great.
Let's see what you guys think. So why would you guys jailbreak or root your device? So we have here from JD, jailbroken iOS devices have a higher resale value on eBay.
Is that true?
Colin, you tried this out, haven't you?
I guess that makes sense.
Colin's tried this out, I believe, with an Apple television.
Yes, the ATV 2 is going for almost double on eBay. If it's jailbroken.
If it's jailbroken.
Because there's no jailbreak for the 3 yet.
And probably there are people who are willing to pay more because they don't want to do what we just did here. So you've got a skill now that you can sell. I'm with Leo. I don't see a need to jailbreak my iOS devices. And I have to say, that's true. The ability to go to Cydia is not that compelling. What I would do is go to the Cydia store online, look at what's there, and see if there's any apps you really want. There are some things like hotspotting and tethering that people like to do that you can't sometimes do with your existing carrier.
There are a lot of features that eventually come to iOS, and like right now I want to do some things with my iPad that I cannot do until the fall. So this is a silly one, like having your device realize or believe that it's on Wi-Fi when it's actually on a 3G or LTE connection.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, right now, FaceTime and certain applications don't work unless it's Wi-Fi only, because they are Wi-Fi only. But it's silly because you can tether your device to an iPod and then it'll believe it's working. It's kind of a silly idea, but you can get around these kind of limitations. Also, over-the-air downloads. You can go above the 50 megabyte limit if you think you're on Wi-Fi. We have another message.
I just signed into my Google account. That is so cool. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Another tweet from Air Squared. Just to have the ability to do anything with my iPhone. Yeah, you know what? That's one of the reasons why I've been doing this with older devices, too. My brother gave me an old iPhone 3G. Now, Apple's not really updating this very much, but I want to make this do more than what it could do. So you can always add so much more functionality. Like, this is a true story. The old iPhone, no video capture. Remember this? Because they said it wasn't good enough.
Right.
But if you jailbroke it,
Turns out it is.
It could do it. It'd just be 15 frames a second. So the hardware can do a lot more, and you want to find out what they could do. A great comment by Kyle, the ultimate. I jailbreak so I can set the default browser in iOS to Chrome.
Something Apple won't let you do.
That's
a good reason to jailbreak. I have to admit it. I love that.
Well, guys, thank you so much for all your feedback live. So,
just to recap, number one, we didn't put it on the board. We're going to put it on the board right now. Back up your device. In most cases, you can get back to your original unjailbroken, unrooted device by a restore. Mm-hmm. iTunes Restore will restore your iOS device. Your Android, if you've got Clockwork Mod, it will automatically back up your original firmware, and you can go back to that. So backup is really, really important. Then go to one of these two sites. If you're looking to root, Lilliputing.com has information about the Fire. And xdadevelopers.com has information about every Android device. On the iPhone side, iPhoneHacks.com is where you can find information about the one-button jailbreak for the iPhone.
iPhone Hacks also shows iPads, iPod Touches, every other iOS device you could think of. You can hack it pretty
easily. That was pretty easy. And you know what's great? I still have my full Kindle Fire, all the Kindle Fire apps. I can go back to the Kindle Fire operating user interface, but I also have an actual Android device on here. You know what I'm going to do next?
What's that?
Is homework for all of you. I'm going to put Jelly Bean on here.
You going to put Jelly Bean on there?
Yes, I am.
I would love to see that. Because somewhere in the chat room, they said the networking is working. Wi-Fi is working. So it's being developed all the time.
Full charge before starting. That's another one.
Definitely charge your device. But usually when you're plugged in via USB, usually charging.
Yeah, exactly.
If you guys want to give us show ideas, or if you want to go, hey, I want to call in because I have this other way to do this. I know of a Linux
We like
Kindle
corrections.
Device.
We like additions.
Oh, yeah. Definitely
we like supplements.
We want to know this stuff, too, because we're learning, we're playing around just as much as you guys are because this was my hobby. This is what I used to do. So I love doing this. You can contact us at knowhow@twit.tv. That's knowhow at twit.tv. Or you can leave us a voicemail, 408-800-KNOW. That's 408-800-5669.
We want to play some voicemails on the air, so please leave us a voicemail.
We're trying to keep it short. If you want to make a video, show us a demo, anything, go ahead. Let us know. Sure. I mean, you have our contact information.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you, everybody, for being here. Next week, don't forget, we're going to, this will be fun, we're going to put new firmware on an old router to give it more capabilities, to make it more secure, and to keep Cisco from modifying it without our permission. So next week, Tomato and DDWRT.
We're going to do some flashing.
Router firmware flashing. It's kind of like this for routers in a lot of ways. Wow. Thank you, Ayaz Akhtar. You can catch Ayaz's act every weekday at 10 a.m. on Tech News Today, 10 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m., 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 1700 UTC, Monday through Friday.
You can find Leo on everything on Twitter. I think that's pretty easy. I mean,
and we do this show every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 2200 UTC. Tune in if you want to watch live, but we make on-demand versions, including high-def versions, available on our website, twit.tv, or wherever better podcasts are stored and forwarded. That was fun.
Well, now that you know how,
why don't you go ahead and try this at home?
Or do it now. Go for it.
Do it. We'll see you later on Know How. Bye-bye.